mitzvahs or anything like that, DJ Kev's in the building.
That's you?
Yeah.
DJ Kev? What would be your DJ name? That's what I'm saying. The music just hit different. I know I'm showing my age, but the music just hit different back then. Like, all this mumble shit and, like, I don't know. Everybody's fucking on drugs and stuff. Like, that's all it is. Back then, it was more about fighting. It was, like, more like just getting crazy.
The music, the content's the same, right? But they just rap better.
They did.
You know, they still talked about drugs. They still talked about smoking weed and stuff like that. But the bars was just better.
Between like the 70s and now, what was the best era?
Man, still, it's
the 90s?
Yeah, it's going to be that. I say it's the late 90s rolling into the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's how I feel. We should do a poll on that. Like,
see, that'd be interesting. The only problem is it's like,
it's opinionated.
It's got to be one or the other, though. It's either got to be the 90s or
because it went from like gangster more to like we need to cool it off a little bit, and it went more into in the early 2000s more like to a popish.
I wouldn't say popish. I would say that they were
less gangster.
Nah,
there's more dancing though.
Because like you had your Snap Music era, but that was like a very small time period in the early 2000s. But also during that time period, you had, of course, the Little John era, where it was like a lot of chant music. So, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, it's different.
If you could take it back, what would be one song that changed that era that just ruined it? I'm gonna go Soulja Boy.
Yeah, I don't think so. I can't think of anything that I'll just say that I like really hated during that time frame. You know, he had his little place. I was never a fan.
You're so nice. Say he sucked. Just say it. Is it that hard to say?
No, he definitely sucked.
Oh, okay. That's, I mean, you like beat around the bush. Shit.
No, I didn't beat around the bush.
You was like scared. He ain't gonna come get you. Daddy ain't gonna let him.
Big Draco?
Daddy won't let him touch you. Don't worry about it.
Who's daddy?
Yeah, you said it earlier.
I'm daddy.
No, you're not.
No, I am daddy.
You're not.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums Podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, well, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her.
Dirty J.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome everybody back to the Bumpy Guns Podcast. Back here with Dirty J, I'm Dirty J. Kevin. These shots is hard as shit.
Nah, you just saw.
Presented to you by Twisted Tea.
S-O-S-T.
Ah, man, let's just get into it. I mean, how was your weekend?
You know,
let's go through your boring weekend. I'm gonna tell you about the L's I took this weekend.
You know, as always, my weekend was good.
It was boring.
How was yours?
Bro, I took so many L's this weekend.
Smoking right. L's or?
Nah. All right. I don't even know where to start, to be honest. All right. Okay, let's start with basketball.
Come on, spit it out.
My boys won.
Okay.
I almost got in a fight with this old ass ref. He's probably pushing 60, 70. Do want to start popping off on me. Okay. Literally for nothing. Literally nothing. You know me. I'm quick to start shit.
Of course.
Every day, all day.
Pop
my mouth don't stop.
Popping gum.
This one? Nah. Not me. I put it on everything. I'm on the sideline like I do, standing there. He's walking by me. He made a call. I don't even know what the call. Reaching. Makes the call. Looks at me. Goes, it was reaching. And that's why I called it. And I go, okay, like, what are you talking about? He goes, you said it wasn't reaching. I'm like, I didn't even say nothing. He goes, yeah, you did. You just need to stand there and keep your mouth shut. Oh, that was it. That's all I need.
What?
Yeah, that's all I needed to hear.
Did he hit you with the...
That's, bro, I stepped on the court. I'm going off on him. Now, I look like the bad guy because this man's like 80-something years old. I look like the bad guy. Like, I'm trying to start shit with him when I'm really, in reality, I'm defending myself.
Elderly abuse.
Bro. Fuck yeah. And all these parents are looking at me. And then this other ref clearly on the other side of the court. Coach, you need to calm me down over there. Like, nah, fuck you. You don't even know what's going on. Like,
he starts up for his guy.
Yeah, but like, that was that. Okay. We head over to my girls' game right after that, right back to back. I'm already feeling some type of way, right? Not only that, like there's just some other stuff that happened after the game I'm not even trying to get into.
Is he reffing over there too?
No, but his son is. And his son is our ref for that game. Obviously, words got back to him. I go up to the son, try to dap him up like I always do. Nothing.
Nah, fuck you, homie.
I walks off. I'm like, okay, obviously you talked to your dad, so fuck y'all. I didn't pay no mind to it. This was the horriblest, worstest, baddest game ever. Bro, all right, so I've already been really stressed, which is over life shit. Everything's been going wrong lately.
Okay.
Car breakdown, a lot of my equipment breaks down. Like, just shit ain't been right. My girls have been pushing my buttons. But they've been testing my gangster, I'm telling you.
I mean, they're girls.
Not all of them. There's a good handful of them. About 10 out of the 11 of them, right? Mm. And the last one I would expect is my baby girl, the little one. First off, she's my daughter. Second off, she's one of the leaders of the team. Not because she's my daughter, because she started this fucking team. Her and her friend. So it's like, I would expect the most out of y'all.
Right.
She wants to start popping off me literally in the middle of the game in front of everybody. But I pulled her out so quick, and we're holding our own. All
right.
As soon as I pulled her out, she want to sit on the bench. I go, where the fuck? Go sit on the stands. I sent
sit
her to
the stands?
Yeah, I put her in the stands with the fans. And she, and like, so she like a lot like me. Fine. I'll go to the stands. So she goes and sits with her parents, with the adults. And right when that happens, just all hell breaks loose on the floor. We start getting just mollywopped. Assistant coach like, yo, let her back in. Me holding my product, no. Childish, no.
She can't come back
in. Yeah, and I'm like, no, she's not coming back in. She goes, look, we're hurting out there. We need her. No. 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 No.
What's that going to teach you?
And yeah, that's what I said. And she's like, we can teach her something later. And my assistant's usually really strict. Her and my daughter have a good relationship, really strict. They're close. And she'll get on my daughter, too. She goes, she was wrong. She was. Right now is not the time to teach a lesson. We need her.
Right.
I was like, if you want her in, put her in.
She's already calling for it.
So I hear them, like, okay, they're off to the side. But I'm like, no, I'm not going in. He wants to pull me out. They can do this and that.
Y'all can lose by yourself.
So now I'm like, you're pissing me off anymore. I'm about to choke this motherfucker. Like, I'm looking at her, and I give her that look like, I'm about to really.
This is what we going to do?
I asked her, I said, you want to? You ready? Like, because I'm ready to go. I just went off on this 97-year-old. I have no problem putting my hands on a 17-year-old.
Right.
It was whatever. That everybody's getting the smoke. After the game, I was like, you know what? I'm done. Tell my girls, just so y'all know, this was going to be my last season. This is my last game. Coach Danielle going to take over. This and that. And Danielle's looking at me like,
damn, you just quit like that?
Done. Because it's like, it was other personal reasons, but then that was it. That was just, it wasn't the first time that she disrespected me. This is the second biggest time. First time, I said, if it happens again, I'll be done. I'll be done coaching. Long as you don't disrespect me again, we're good. 2 days later, she's telling the team, oh, my dad's going to stop coaching. You're already telling me right there that you're not going to be doing it. Like, you're going to do it again.
She's pushing her boundaries.
Right. So I felt bad because that's my baby girl. Me and her always had a great relationship. So I called her later. We squashed that. But so now that was all Saturday. Let's move on to Saturday. Oh, that was Saturday during the day. Let's move on to Saturday night. I started feeling big and brave because I started getting approved for cars, right? We're looking for a car. Went to this car lot. Nah, wasn't happening. I felt so, it was even worse than Fabio was on the other car lot. And it was just horrible. Like, me and baby arguing, like, I just took so many L's this weekend.
Damn.
Fast forward to Tuesday. I didn't realize it was fucking Halloween. I thought I was getting got. Go outside, take out the trash. Motherfuckers literally coming around like masked up. I started like freaking out, like trying to run back in my door. I'm thinking they're running at me. And I hear like, they want to be like little 5-year-olds. Trick or treat. I'm like, oh shit. My whole life flashed before my eyes.
Damn.
It was just a weekend, bro.
Man, I feel sorry for you, homie.
It was bad, but...
But, you know, you here.
Can't do nothing.
Things are getting better.
Hopefully.
Picking up the new whip this weekend.
Yeah. See how that goes.
Things are all good.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Too good to be true.
Nah, never that.
It's just going to happen. I know it is.
Never that.
But it is what it is. So, has Halloween still for the kids, or did the baddies take it? I think they said bodies. Did the baddies take it over? That's a great question. Well, what's your thoughts? Because, like...
The more I see year after year, Halloween is for the baddies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see all the women in...
Becoming sluts.
No.
No, they're slutty everything.
So it's like they're... What's the word? The...
Whores.
Skanks. No. their alter ego.
Okay.
You know, they put on their little cute little outfits. You know, it's dope. It's a time for you to just let loose.
It's a trap.
Why is it a trap?
It's a trap because baby was working overnight. She's been working this job, but now they're offering these incentives to work overnight. She works overnight. Okay. She was working overnight. Done deal. Here, knocking door. I'm like, the fuck? Open the door. It's her friend. Dressed like a slutty bumblebee. I don't even know that fucking thing exists. And I'm looking at her like, and I just go, you don't think Michelle's going to find out? I'm confused.
So this is a friend that you would have took the hall pass with?
No. All I hear is, find out what? And it's Michelle. And I'm like, what? I thought you were at where she was. I got off early. My friend needed to come get some. I was like, and her friend staring at me like, see, I done told you he was an asshole. Michelle looking at me like, you need to explain.
We going to talk when I get back.
And I'm like, y'all can't take jokes. Like, hey, like, you know I joke. I know what to say.
Jokes, man.
It's a trap.
Nah.
I just don't get like the whole like, are they really freaks or is this like their time to be like, I don't get it. Like there's a slutty cop. There's a, like, why just dress up? What happened to the scary stuff?
I mean, they went past that, and now they're doing their alternate like ego.
Some of the costumes don't even make sense. Let's be real.
Like
a slutty bumblebee. Like, what the fuck? Like, when's the last time you ever seen a sexy-ass bumblebee just fly by you? Like, damn, that motherfucker had ass.
I think, like, if you really looked at a bumblebee, I mean, they kind of do have ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got that big old hump on the back.
Stupid.
Like, they got ass.
I just don't get it.
Nah, but, you know, it's the time for them to, you know, for everybody to kind of just let loose and have fun and you know, bring out their creative side.
Like I said, I completely forgot it was Halloween.
Do you dress up for Halloween?
I've never dressed up. Last time I dressed up, I was probably Jay's age.
Damn.
I've never dressed up as an adult.
You've never been, like... No Halloween parties as an adult. No, nothing.
I mean, I'll go to Halloween parties. I'm going as me. Like,
scary enough.
Yeah, like, I've never dressed up. So we went one time to a Halloween party. Well, it was mandatory. You had to dress up. It was right before we met you.
Uh-huh.
And the homie's like, you have to go. Like, we're just not taking no for an answer. Or we coming to party at your house. I'm like, I'm not having a bunch of motherfuckers in my house. No.
Right.
I didn't know what to dress up as. So I just dressed up as like a, I guess like an old, like, how would you say it? It's Mexican. It's a Mexican word, but I don't know how to say it in English. But basically, like a gangster Western. Cowboy, like a Western.
Oh.
And where I had the, like, you know where they had the shotgun shells around their chest, but mine were shot bottles.
Okay.
So that was me. But that's the closest that I really came to dressing up.
I've dressed up a couple.
You do the couple things?
I've never done that. I've never done it as a couple.
You should dress up by yourself. That's weird as shit.
Yeah, but because I'm a singular person.
Well, what do you dress up as? Like,
one year I dressed up as what was it? I can't even think. It wasn't like it
Hershey
was that
kiss.
No, it wasn't anything like really memorable. But damn, it's been a while.
How about you bring up this subject? You don't even know.
I can't remember, dog. Like, I'm really trying to remember what was the last thing that I dressed up as.
So it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I dressed up like a Jabberwocky, the little dancing crew.
Oh, okay.
I had the white little mask and just, you know, regular street clothes.
By yourself?
No. No. You was about to make me call you the N-word.
Oh, no. Dying.
Me and some friends was going out.
We didn't sell that. You just finna say you dressed up by yourself.
Dog, you at, so I'm just going to dress up and be sitting at home by myself. Like, that's a Jeff Hawkins. Like, go looking at myself in the mirror doing dance moves and
bro,
shit.
Well, that's where
like,
I was going with it. You have me so confused.
Dog, come on now.
Oh, bro, I'm dying. I'm crying over here.
Think I was some lame ass.
You just said I'm singular. I'm a singular person. Like,
yeah, because
and then you dress up like a fucking crew. Like that makes absolutely no sense.
The only time, that I'll probably, I'll probably dress up with my daughter. Like,
I'll say that'd be cute.
I'll do some daddy daughter shit because you know
that'd be cute.
You know, she got me all soft and shit. Mm. So you know, I'll do something like that with her. Like, this is just an idea popped in my head. But she likes the Mario movie, the Super Mario movie. Mm-hmm. So we might dress up like I'll be Mario and she'll be the princess. Peaches, 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 peaches. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, but I'm
It's actually pretty good.
It is. I was happy with it.
Yeah. And he was at the when the dragon was at the keyboard and he was singing that shit.
I hope they do a part two because I want to see Yoshi.
Oh, they're definitely doing.
Yeah,
part
I want to see Yoshi.
It did that movie did really well.
Oh yeah, I was happy with it.
Yeah.
Baby wanted to dress up. She's been kind of dropping hints.
So why you dress up?
Because first off, it's stupid. Second off, it's dumb.
It's not.
It is. Like, for what?
Because she wants to.
She's like, I want to dress up as something scary. Like, dress up as a maid and clean something. Like.
So you going to be, what's his name, Leon?
Hey, that'd be dope. Yeah.
You could dress up. You could be Leon and... And she'd be like one of the girls from Set It Off. Like, yeah, that'd be all right. She could be Vivica.
That'd be dope.
See?
Oh, man.
For next year.
What costumes don't you want to see anymore?
I'm tired of seeing Velma.
Velma, who the fuck is that?
From Scooby-Doo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've seen...
That was done. The purple one. Yeah,
I've seen a ton of Velmas. I'm tired of Velma. I'm tired of like Storm.
Mm-hmm. Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Mrs. Officer.
It's just like I said, it's just dumb.
There's a couple, yeah. I'm done.
Just punch him right in the face when you see him.
I ain't say all that. but I'm done for sure.
Oh man. Congratulations to your favorite. Oh, what's your favorite scary movie? Interesting. I don't think I have one. Yeah, and you know what my problem is?
They're not scary?
They're not. Because it's like, I know, like, it's scripted. Like, I know what's going to happen. Right. Same thing with Haunted House. Like, motherfucker, you're here part-time. You get paid, like, $13 an hour. Like, you're not scaring me.
But some of those little, there's some little jump parts that, you know, it'll get you a little bit. It's like, oh, shit, I ain't think that was going to happen like that. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't seen a movie that really made me jump.
Not, no, oh, shit.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you just dead inside?
Yeah, I feel like it. Like, and I want to. Like, I would go to haunted houses. Like, and I'm excited about it. I'm like, You know what really scares me, though, is the real deals.
Dog, I can't even see. I see you walking through a haunted house like, nobody better touch me.
It's just
all just mean for no reason. Just
nah, it's not mean.
Around.
It's just like.
Just walking. Where everybody else is having a good time running, you're just sitting there walking and all, nobody better come out here and do shit to me. Like, come on, dog.
Why you bob your head like that? It's not a matter of having fun. It's like, I can appreciate it. Like, and I look around like, oh, it's creative. But it's like, you don't scare me. Like, you come around with your hands up. Like, I'm surprised. You want me to scream? Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I'm not a screamer. Like, what do you want me to do?
Do something. Like, I decided.
So I don't know.
You
like
to be there.
I like taking like the kids and stuff, like my girl, like, and seeing them like get scared. Like, that makes me have fun.
So you do haunted houses?
We do.
Corn. Like, when's the last one that you've been to? Or
the last one was probably like 2 years ago. We went to the Six Flags with like all the little haunted houses in there. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun.
I've been to a couple, but I would say the scariest one that I've went to, again, back in the day when I was living in Nashville. It was like this big ass cornfield, and you had to walk through it. Like you would go, it's kind of like almost out of the scene of like, what's the scary movie? Chainsaw Massacre. Excuse me. It's kind of based off of that. So you went through the house, and then you end up going through the cornfield, which was a maze, and then you would end up coming back through the house to, you know, leave for your car.
Yeah.
And it was actually pretty dope. Like it was cool. It was cool. It was fun, you know. And just the, you know, kind of like what you're saying, when you have everybody else kind of running around, it kind of adds a little element of excitement to it. And then shit kind of starts to blend together a little bit, because the people that were going were also dressed up. So everybody wasn't just in their normal street clothes. You had people that was dressed up as, like, you know, in little characters and shit. And then you also had the people that worked there. So it's like you're kind of navigating through the whole little maze, and then you going through the house. Like, yeah, it was pretty dope.
You know, like the shit that really scares me is the real ones. Like let's go to a real, like a haunted hotel, like where there's actual ghosts. Like, let's get fucking, like, one of us get like possessed. That'd be pretty badass. Like, that would scare me.
Like real ghosts?
Yeah, like the real stuff. You know what scares me? Sleepwalkers. My daughter's a sleepwalker. And she already got long hair. She'll come stand at the doorway or like in the hallway just looking down, and like just standing there not saying nothing.
Bro, that, like on Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Don't wake her up.
That scares the man. I tell baby, I'm like, if she comes over here, I'm kicking her in the face. I promise you, I don't care if she's my daughter or not. You don't know what that thing could be right now.
She's possessed.
Seriously, that's what really scares me. At nighttime, I'm afraid of the dark. I've never told nobody that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I am. I can't be alone in the dark.
So how the hell do you do a haunted house in the dark?
I mean, I'm with everybody, so I'm not scared no more.
Okay.
But like everybody leaving, and like baby, I'm working overnight. Nah, I gotta have the kids here. I can't be alone that night.
Gotta have the lights on.
I do.
Sleeping with the gun in your hand.
I'm saying, like, but that's real. Like, I'm afraid of the ocean. I'm scared. I'm terrified of the ocean.
What?
I'll never get more than knee deep if you even see me that deep. If you even see me. Ankle deep is where I'm at.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I'm afraid of real stuff, like this fake stuff. I'm not. You know that? I thought you knew that about me.
Goodness gracious.
Like, Jay and them go swimming neck deep. Something happens, y'all gone. You ain't seen me still jump in and be a saving dad and hero. And nope. I told y'all.
The hero comes along.
I told y'all from the beginning, on the way over here, y'all don't go in there because something happens. A shark gets you, you're gone. I ain't jumping in. But
it's all.
I didn't know you didn't know that.
It's terrible.
So what are you hating on? What are you hating on?
Dog.
That's such a broad question.
It is, right? But
I feel like we should have had a little bit more build up on that. So we got a new segment and explained
you're the host.
I didn't know that was next, but go ahead.
I mean, you are the host. Like you got time to do it.
Not as long as you took today, but that's what? Neither here nor there.
What? You the one that was fucking up shit.
Was I?
Yeah.
We need to talk about that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so is that what we're doing?
So I'm saying, so this is what I'm hating on. I'm hating on the fact that we were supposed to meet up at 8.
Oh, yeah. It was a little late.
And we didn't meet up until like an hour and 30 or more
later. Nah, fuck it. We throwing everybody under the bus. Let's be real. That was my fault. That was baby. Nah.
So everything's on her.
Everything's on. I said.
She got strong legs. She can carry it.
I said, I woke her up because she had worked overnight. Uh-huh. So I said, hey, just me and you. Let's go get something to eat. Uh-huh. You want to go somewhere? She's like, yeah, let me shower. It's like 4 o'clock. I'm like, motherfucker, I got to be back by 8 o'clock because Kev coming.
And she, plenty of time.
Yeah, nah. And I started like, I was like, come on, get up. She didn't get up to like 5:36. We headed out. By that time, the kids are already coming back from their football game. Mm-hmm. Where, Dad, where y'all going? Like, we're going to eat. Oh, can we go? I'm like, fuck. That's more money. So now we can't go where we're supposed to go. It's now at 7. That's where I messaged you, like, yo, I'm going to be running late. We just now headed out. I said, let's just grab a burger. Let's grab something quick. I got to be by 8. Nah, you always waiting on him. Why can't he wait on you? That's what she said. Verbatim.
She said that?
Verbatim.
All right, and we got to talk.
I was like, whoa. First off, that's my partner you talking about.
Yeah.
You can't be disrespectful.
Exactly.
I said, we got a time. I'm trying to put food on the table, woman.
Exactly.
So then she was like, well, let's just go here. She was one of the fucking busiest restaurants. I'm like, phew. Now the kids excited. Like, yeah, that's our favorite spot. I'm like, damn. So that's when we get back late. But that's what happened. So that was on baby. That wasn't on me.
Okay.
And then we get here and then you take your time doing what you was doing.
So
yes, I got bored. I messed up something because I got bored.
While I'm trying to sit here and get everything together, mm-hmm. you're sitting here talking to me and doing all this. Like, I'm working.
I was too.
On what?
On work.
On scrolling on your phone?
On work. I was keeping up with social media.
Exactly. Wasn't work. Doing shit.
Promoting.
Wasn't doing shit.
You know what I hate? Hey, my baby and my daughter do this.
What's that?
We'll be talking about something like right now, right? Mm-hmm. 2 hours later, they'll bring it back up out of nowhere, halfway through a sentence. So what did you decide? About what? What are you talking about? See, Jeff, you don't ever listen to me. I said, what? We weren't even talking right now. What are you? Now I'm questioning, like, maybe I'm going crazy. I'm like, were we talking? I'm questioning, like, this is a serious question. Were we talking right now? Maybe I just zoned out. She goes, no. Earlier this morning, we were talking about going out of town next weekend. What did you decide? Motherfucker, like, we haven't talked about that in hours. You just came in mid-sentence. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're supposed to know.
And my daughter does the same thing. And I,
but,
bro, my daughter did that with her boyfriend this weekend. I started laughing. I said, hey, bro, does that bother you?
To the club.
Yeah, he goes, it does. I said, tell her some shit, bro. Like, don't let us as men got to stand up against this. That's enough.
You know, I can't even say nothing because I do it sometimes.
I hate that.
I mean, I love it because I've got a great memory. So sometimes we'll be talking about
some shit. I got a horrible memory.
And then I remember, like, oh, we never finished talking about that. So, hey, boom.
See, and I got a horrible memory.
Yeah, nah.
I just hate it.
Bring that shit up.
So what would you do if you found out your spouse had an OnlyFans? You just cruising online one day, like, I recognize that ass. Look familiar.
She ain't going to be my spouse no more.
Really?
Really?
Just like that.
Just like that. Like,
you know how much money they make? Well, it depends if she's good.
People make.
Yeah, that's true.
Some people make a lot of money on OnlyFans. Some people make a little money. Like, it's all type of ranges, right? But, you know, depending on who you are, so on and so forth. But also, the content on OnlyFans is totally different as well. Mm-hmm. So, not everybody on OnlyFans is on some porno shit, right? Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All the ones I follow are all porno. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Carry on. Yeah.
Everybody on OnlyFans ain't on some porn shit, right?
I really got to look that up.
Yeah.
I'm going to fact check that. I really feel like you're lying.
No. 100% of fact.
Really? Yeah, okay.
100% of fact. So, it all depends on what type of content that they're putting on OnlyFans. But if they're doing some, which seems like, you know, she's doing some porn shit, like, nah, you gotta go. Like, and then to sit there and act like it's nothing.
I mean, it really is.
No. That's the part that, like, really throws me off. Like, that conversation, and this is coming from Joe Smith, ex-NBA basketball player. He also played for my Maryland Terrapins in college.
Ain't nobody ever heard of that.
We have. But yeah, he won a national title in, I think it was 2001.
He was pretty upset.
As he should be.
His wife isn't that pretty. So she probably don't make that much. She's probably in the lower bracket.
I mean, she looks like she may have looked good when she was younger.
Yeah. But now she's like comfortable.
You know, she's like, they got to be in their 50s.
Is she?
Yeah, like, easily in their 50s.
But this is what happened. So she recording the argument.
Just finding out she got an OnlyFans page. Out of all these years, you know, the disrespect that comes with it, that you couldn't even talk to me before you did it.
You know, she don't give a shit. She's sitting there rolling her eyes, recording it.
The disrespect.
Wait, wait, no, no, no. Calm, but you're not going to say fuck me or that's fucked up. It's not fucked up.
Recording me? What the fuck you doing?
Why? All your fans say it.
Listen, it's not fucked up. And we're going to. Okay, look. So I have an OnlyFans page and he's mad because he's just now finding out about it.
Of course I'm mad I'm just finding out about it.
I'm not
what kind of husband are you though? Like you're obviously not engaged.
My body, my fucking choice.
She does have a point though. Her body, her choice.
Yeah. And it's my body, my choice. In my house, my choice. get the fuck up out of here. Like the fuck?
Like, I don't know if I would leave her.
Why?
I mean, I would ask some questions. Like, first off, what's your name? Like, you can't have no stupid, like, weird name.
So are you looking at this just for the cash benefits?
Yeah, of course. What else would I be looking at? I'm not trying to be a fan. Like, what if I got this shit for real? I know that shit's boring.
Doug, I don't care if... I wouldn't care if she's making 10 grand.
That would make you feel like a pimp, though. Like, what if you just, like...
I wouldn't care if she's making 10 grand a week.
You saying that because that's not happening.
No.
Put 10 grand a week in your face and I bet you smile.
It ain't going to be my 10 grand.
It's y'all's.
Y'all's don't mean mine.
5 grand of it is yours.
I don't even think that would be that.
5 grand a week, man, I'd be happy. I quit my job.
I don't even think it would be that. I doubt that a woman that's doing that work, I mean, she's my woman, but I'm not her pimp. And and obviously, I don't think that she sounds like she's an enterprising woman, and she wants her cash.
Yeah.
And
don't stop her from getting that money.
Oh, I'm not going to stop her. She can go. Like, hey, I'm glad that you found you another source of income. Now you'll be able to pay your bills. But you got to go.
No, you don't have to worry about no alimony. We good.
Exactly. Yeah. You're free to go. I couldn't. Yeah. And again, it's the disrespect. Like, one, you're going to sit there and record this
shit. And she was like it was nothing. Obviously, he hurt. He's pacing back and forth. He upset. Like, yeah, that was disrespectful.
Yeah. Like, no, you're not going to sit here and record me and act like what I'm saying isn't real. And then she's going to end up saying at the end, like, well, now you know. Bitch, what? What? Yeah, nah. You got to go.
That's how long they've been together, do you know?
I don't know, but they've been married. I assume they've been married for some years.
That's what scares me. That's being together for a long time like that scares me.
Why?
Because, like, me and baby been together for, she gonna get mad, 8 to 9, 10 years, right around there, uh-huh. That ballpark. And I do love her. I love her a lot. We've been through a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm scared I'm gonna hurt her because I'm gonna fall out of love with her one day.
Why would you think that?
You know what type of girls I like. You know what I'm into. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm into the hood ass motherfuckers. Like, I like the motherfuckers with tats on their face, probably carry a razor in their mouth. Like, probably in a gang. Like, that's what I'm into. I'm into the hood girls, right? Am I right or wrong?
I don't know. You say it.
Yes. You know what I'm into, right? So, that used to be baby.
Okay.
I feel like I've domesticated her now. She's not like that no more.
She's been declawed?
Yeah. So, it's like, she used to be like an alley cat just out there scrapping for hers.
Uh-huh.
And now she's so used to, like, having her milk brought to her. And it's like, it's cool. I'm glad she's liking this life. But it's like, where's the thug at?
Well, I mean, when you reach a certain age, it shouldn't be about that anymore.
I don't know. But see, like, I'm scrolling on TikTok and I see these thug girls. I'm like, yo, don't look at me like that. Don't judge me. Don't look at me like that. And it's like, I just, like, I want some of that thug back in there. And like, she tries. It's cute. She tries to get mad at me. I pat her on the head. I'm like, good try.
She's going to fuck you up.
Oh, no. I just get scared from, like, being like, I don't want to hurt her. Is that a normal feeling?
I think everybody has that feeling of, you know, you never want to hurt your partner. But I don't think that I don't think that's something that you should worry about.
Really?
Yeah, that's like getting in your car, you know what I'm saying, before you get in, like thinking about getting into an accident. Like, you don't do that.
You have to get a new car this weekend, you dick. Don't put that on me.
Like, but I mean, like, that's the shit that you don't do. You get it, like, you get in your car and you're like, yeah, I'm going to my destination. You don't think, like, oh man, what if I get into an accident on Petrenko? Like, what? No, you just go. Get in that shit. You know how to drive. You know how to get there. You do your thing. You know, you've been in a relationship for a long time. Y'all been in that relationship. You know how things are with y'all. So, nah, I wouldn't worry about that.
Interesting. I just wish she still had the razor in her mouth.
Fire one.
Have you ever dated someone with a crazy ex?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah. And the shit's, it's, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to say all of them, but I'm going to say a good majority of them, they ain't really crazy. Mm. They fake crazy. They crazy towards a woman, but they ain't really crazy towards no dude. Now, you going to have some motherfuckers that's just crazy. But I know one of my exes, when I was living in Kentucky, she used to deal with this dude, and we just happened to run into the dude as we were going into a restaurant. And we're walking hand in hand. You know, I'm holding her hand. We're walking up to the door, and I feel her tense up and get, like, paranoid. Now, obviously, I don't know the dude, you know, and I'm fairly, you know, I've been living in Louisville for a couple of years or like a year or so. And she tenses up. I look back at her and she's like shook. So automatically I know what it is. So I turn to look for the threat. You know, he sees me. I look at him. He looks at me and I'm looking like. Like, I don't know why my girl's scared, but, you know, let me peep out the scene. And he just keeps on going. You know, hour or so later, he texts her. So that's your new man? So that's what you had to say? Like, you know that's the new man.
You didn't jump in?
Nah, I ain't.
You're scared.
Scared of what?
Of him.
For what?
I don't know. So I was going to ask you next.
No.
Why did you jump in?
Why would I have to?
Jump in the text.
Then that's, I don't have nothing to prove. I got her.
Do you?
Yeah. Had her bent over that night. No. While he was wishing.
I had a guy warn me about a girl one time. I listened. I left her that later on that night.
Why is that?
Man, it was weird too. He met me in the restroom and he's like, hey, so I seen you outside. That's with, he said her name. I'm like, yeah. Like, I thought he was gonna start some shit. He goes, hey, man, just letting you know, you don't want that. I was like, nah, I do. And he's like, no, I'm saying, like, she abusive, she crazy, she'll do stuff to your family, stuff to your car. Even all if she thinks you cheating, and which I already kind of thought that. We only been dating for like a month or two. And it was always like some accusing shit. Like, I called you yesterday. What were you doing? I don't know. What time did you call? You didn't miss no call from me? Like, well, I did, but I don't remember what I was doing. That's all I get. And I was like, I always thought it was kind of weird. Like, it was like kind of not accusing me, but accusing me.
Like, man, if you don't shut the fuck up.
So when he told me that, and he was like, I'm just looking out for you, man. I don't know who you are, this and that, but yo, she messed my family up. And then he looks shook. And he just goes, I said what I need to say, you do what you need to do. Damn. Walked out. I was like, okay, like that right there. I was like,
oh, it's time for me to go.
Yeah. So we finished our little date. Oh, did you have fun? This and that. I'm gonna call you tomorrow. Like, yeah, I changed my numbers. I changed everything.
Damn, you went out like a punk.
I was scared. Yeah, I was scared.
Punk ass.
Man, I was. Because I've had a, what do you call it? Is a stalker? I've had a stalker before. It's scary, bro.
Really?
It is. Motherfucker looking in the window, like tapping on the window. She followed my best friend's mom to work. and got her fired at work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was scary. Calls like all late in the night talking about, I'm watching you. Like, what? Like, leaving all my like messages and like, I can see you, this and that, and I'm outside and I'll be waiting outside. And it was scary.
That's weird. Yeah, I've never really had the stalker. I've had a couple of girls that had like just popped up to my place like after we had stopped messing around and stuff, and was like, you know, why wasn't I good enough? And like,
oh, you laid it down then.
Like, hey, relax. I got company right now. You gotta go.
You gave him that earthquake D.
But yeah,
I don't think all you. It's just us.
I mean, you know, I
gave that leg twitching D, like where they.
Hey, I did my thing.
Damn, bro.
I've had a couple of those like where I'm literally at home chilling with another girl and get a knock at the door, like who's knocking at my door?
You ain't trying to get them together?
Nah,
you ain't that slick.
Nah, that wasn't happening.
Nah,
yeah, that wasn't happening. I was like, yeah, you know, open up the door, talk to her, like, look, you know, this ain't the time. I'm busy right now.
That's it. Just lay down the law.
Just like that. Like, you gotta go. And like that, we out.